Wow, has it been a busy first half of 2018 for the Narrator Show, both in San Diego and in Denver. We look forward to relaxing into summer. And as you make your own summer plans, don't forget about the Narrators. We're at Tiger Tiger Tavern in San Diego the second Tuesday of the month. We're at Bumpport Theater in Denver the third Wednesday of the month. We'll see you there.
Next storyteller.
All right, next storyteller.
Next storyteller.
Our next storyteller.
Welcome to the Narrators Podcast.
This podcast collects stories that were told at the Narrators, a monthly storytelling event that features people telling true stories based on a theme.
Jordan Grasso is an adjunct professor of sociology at Palomar College in North County, San Diego, but she's on her way to Florida to pursue a PhD. We wish her luck and thank her for telling this story on the theme Rocking the Boat at Tiger Tiger Tavern on May 8th, 2018.
One of my earliest memories is going to the San Diego Zoo, and growing up we had zoo passes, so we were always going to the Wild Animal Park because I grew up in North County, I'm still living in North County. And my parents decided to splurge once, and we drove down to Balboa Park, we went to the San Diego Zoo, and we were walking around, we were looking at the monkeys, the flamingos, we walked past the polar bears, and this is like back in the day, so the whole layout was different. And we walked past the polar bears, and my dad was holding me because I was a toddler. And I remember having a stroller, but my dad was holding me. And we walked into what I envision as like a cave. And it was an enclosure, and on one side of the cave, there were pictures and words that depicted whatever was in this tank on the other side. And I'm too young, like I'm a toddler, I can't read it. So I look into this tank, and it's a glass wall, the type that has like water in it so that adults can see above and below. And my dad's holding me, and I look and I see this monster. I see an 8 to 10 foot long beast that's ready to eat me. I see scaly skin with, you know, it's got that rough, like scaly type of just gross skin that you don't want to touch. I see hands, like paws, claw things with nails that are ready to tear you apart. I see sharp teeth and eyes that are staring into my soul. And as a toddler, I started trembling and I started screaming bloody murder because this beast was going to eat me. Not just me, but my whole family. Like, it's big enough to eat my dad whole. And so I'm screaming the only way that a toddler can scream. And like, when a toddler screams, like, you just want to get them out of there. Like, it's annoying to everyone there, including yourself. So my parents are trying to get me out. It's a busy day at the zoo. And they eventually get me out of the enclosure. And that was my first encounter with an alligator. My second earliest memory, and I don't really know if these are memories or just my mom has retold this story so many times that they've become like films playing over in my head. But my second earliest memory is playing in this backyard at my parents' first house that I grew up in Oceanside. And we had a rectangular backyard, and it had a grass area that was big enough for a badminton net, and I would play soccer with my dad, and my brother would play catch. And around this rectangular grassy area, there were plants everywhere. My mom's like an avid gardener, like the best gardener I've ever known. And she would plant these beautiful flowers everywhere. We had a wall of bamboo on one side with a bunny hutch. We had a sandbox with a swing set. And around the grass area, my dad had put in this concrete divider wall to like teach me, Jordan, stay within the enclosure. Don't touch the flowers that mom, you know, grew. So I would be playing in the grass, and I remember playing in the grass and looking at the concrete divider and seeing a little beast, a little monster that was surely going to grow into that giant monster. And I started screaming. And I played a lot by myself as a kid because I was kind of an only child. And I started screaming bloody murder, like, again, I'm going to be eaten alive by this tiny little beast. And I run to the front yard where my mom's at, and I tell her, Mom, there's an alligator in the backyard. Mom, there's an alligator in the backyard. And my mom is like the most calm mother, like, ever. And she tells me, Jordan, like, okay, well, show me the alligator. And so I take her to the backyard, and I point, Mom, there's an alligator. There's an alligator. And she goes, honey, that's just a lizard. So that's my second earliest memory with alligators. And so naturally, like, I had this fear, right? I had this fear of gators, so I did what any normal person would do, and I started watching a lot of Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter. But, like, crocodile hunter is the worst way to describe him. He's more of, like, an educator or a helper or an animal enthusiast, and he helped gators, he helped crocodiles, he helped animals, and I wanted to be just like him. He had the safari vest and he had the safari hat, and he was like the most badass like dude with gators. And to me, you know, I've lived with this fear, and so I wanted to be just like Steve Irwin. And I was like jealous of his daughter. Like, why couldn't I be her? Like, I want to be Steve Irwin's daughter. I want to wear a freaking safari vest. And so I would watch him and I would learn, like, okay, that's how you hold the gator. That's how you show them who's boss. Right? So I grew up with this, like, kind of love-hate of alligators. And my parents, when I was an undergrad, bought a house in Florida. So I've been to Florida, like, many, many times. And I've seen gators that are, like, 2 feet long to, like, 10 feet long. I've seen them in the natural life. I've seen them, you know, I've walked over bridges with gators underneath. I've been to the Everglades and alligator farms where, like, gators have their arms eaten off because they got in a fight with their brother. And so I'm, like, used to it. Like, I'm cool with them. Like, I am Steve Irwin. So for my 21st birthday, right around my 21st birthday, I'd graduated just before, so I planned a trip to go out to celebrate my 21st birthday with my mom and celebrate, like, graduation with my mom. And so my mom is, like, very type A, like, all about let's make the schedule. So she had this whole plan. Like, I'm going to fly in at night. We're going to go to bed at this time. We're going to wake up at this time and eat this food at this time and then go do this event. And we're going to eat this food at this place. And, like, everything's planned out. And then she goes, Jordan, what do you want to do? And so I'm like, Mom, like, okay, well, whatever. Like, I just want to see an alligator. Like, I kind of have this thing for alligators now. And so my mom says, okay, like, surely we're going to find an alligator at one of these many places that we're going to go to. But if not, I know this hotel off this random road in the middle of nowhere, and they have an alligator in the back of the hotel, and, like, we'll just ask them if we can see their alligator. It's, like, in the like, it's natural. Like, it's not like they have an alligator in a cage. It's, like, it just hangs out behind this hotel. And so I'm like, all right, cool, Mom. So I fly in, and I fly into Orlando. And the house is about an hour away, so I'm hungry, like, I've just, you know, been traveling all day. And so we go to this outdoor mall place that's kind of like a fashion valley of outside Orlando. And we're walking around, and it's kind of late. And we're looking for food, and we don't find anything because we're both kind of picky. And we see a guy with a safari vest and a safari hat. And he has an alligator in his arms. Like, he's holding an alligator. And he has a sign that says, take a picture with the alligator. So I'm like, Mom, I want to take a picture with an alligator. And I'm kind of scared. Like, inside, I'm like, I don't want to take a picture with an alligator. But my mom is, like, very extrovert. So she goes up to the guy and she starts a conversation. Like, where'd you get your alligator? And this guy rescues gators. So he teaches me, like, how to hold the gator. And I hold the little dude, and he teaches me, like, this is where you hold his head and his backside so he doesn't whip around and, like, attack you. He's only, like, 2 feet long. But, like, you know, I learn how to hold this gator. And we learn he was rescued from Ohio because people buy gators for pets, not realizing that, like, they grow, kind of like puppies. So I take a picture with an alligator, and it's, you know, I've accomplished my one goal. And then my mom, a couple days later, planned, well, we're going to go kayaking. So we go to this place called Wekiwa Springs outside Orlando, and we get there and we rent a double kayak because we figure, like, well, let's just paddle together. That way we can, like, kind of relax, but then you'll paddle and then you'll relax and I'll paddle. And we rent this double, and it's, like, the most beautiful place in Florida. Like, if you ever go, like, Wekiwa Springs is the place. Like, you can swim in crystal clear water. You can kayak down this beautiful river, and the river, it's crystal clear water, and it's about, like, waist deep to my height deep, and it's just blue skies when it's not, like, a hurricane. And on either side, it's all green. It's got, like, you know, trees and shrubs and brush, and you can't see more than a foot inside that green because it's so thick. But it's beautiful. So we launch the kayak, and I see bubbles in the water up ahead, and I see something swimming. And I'm like, Mom, what is that? And she tells me, that's a gator, honey. Like, don't worry about it. Like, you know, just kayak. We'll kayak past it. You don't mess with the gator won't mess with you. So we're kayaking down the river. We pass that little buddy. And about every 100 feet, we see another gator. And they're kind of off to the side. It's like this, you know, the size of a little bit less than this outdoor space. So it's, you know, I can throw a little pebble to either side and touch the gators if I wanted to. And, you know, it's 100 feet, we see another gator, 100 feet, we see another gator. It's becoming, like, normalized. And around the gators, there's turtles, there's birds, and, like, the turtles and birds are chilling, so, like, I'm chilling in this kayak. Like, I have nothing to fear. And we're going down this river, and then there's a tributary going off to the side. And my mom is totally fearless in the most, you know, the times when you should be in most fear, she is, like, the most fearless person. So she's like, let's go to this tributary. And the only difference between this, you know, this fork in the road and where we are on the main waterway is over the tributary, you can't see the sky. Like, it's that lush. It's like a jungle cave. And it's beautiful. It's like the jungle ride at Disneyland, but, like, better. With real animals. And it's like someone was warning us, don't go down the tributary because there's a log blocking our way into the tributary. And my mom has this idea, we'll paddle really, really hard. And by we, she means me. We'll paddle really, really hard and we'll go straight into the log. And she had this idea that, like, we'll fly over the log and land on the other side and we'll go down the tributary and, like, hopefully it connects back to the river. If not, we're stuck. So we count to three and we paddle and we paddle and we paddle and we go right to the log and boom, like a car crash. We, like, bounced off the log and came back. But my mom is, like, totally not a quitter. So she says, we're going to paddle backwards. So we paddle backwards, and she says, Jordan, this time paddle harder. So we do. We count to three, and we paddle, 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 paddle. And somehow the front end of the kayak lifts up and goes over the log. And I'm in the front, so I can feel the log sliding against the bottom of the kayak past my feet to my legs to my butt, and it's kind of slowing down. And it stops. And we're sitting on top of this log, and we're kind of rocking, but we're not. Like, we're stuck on this log. And there's gators everywhere. And my mom is, like, totally fine. She's like, ha, 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 this is hilarious. And I'm like, Mom, we're stuck in gator-infested water. Like, what are you talking about? So she takes her paddle, and she's sticking into the bottom, and she's trying to push us backwards, and nothing's working. And we, like, stick our paddles into the log, and we're trying to push it backwards, and nothing's working. And then we start to bicker. And I go, Mom, you got us into this mess. What were you thinking? I should have never trusted you. You had this terrible idea. Like, this is all your fault. It's my 21st birthday. Like, I don't want to die, right? And so we're trying and we're rocking the boat, like, side to side. And we're going back and forth. And we're just lodged on top of this log. And people are going by. It's not like we're the only people. But every time somebody goes by, we just totally shut up. We're like, this is where we're meant to be. We're like, we're eating our lunch. Like, this is, like, our lunch spot. Like, all is well. But when somebody goes by, we just start bickering again. And so I go, Mom, you know what? You got us into this mess, and I'm the savior in the family. I'm the most favorite child, so I'm going to get us out of this. I will risk my life. I will get into this water, and I will dislodge the kayak for you. And when I lose a leg for my 21st birthday, this is on you, Mom. And so my mom finally understands that this is, like, a terrible situation, and she goes, no, honey, like, I will risk my life for you, right? Like, I will get into the water, I'll jump out of the kayak, and I will risk my life for you. And then I start to picture my mom being eaten by an alligator, and they don't, like, eat you. It's not like they're sharks. They, like, grab you and tear you underwater, and then they tumble you until you drown. So I'm picturing this with my mom. And so then we start arguing about, well, who's gonna risk their life for the other? Mind you, every once in a while, someone goes by, and so we just, like, totally shut up. And we're sitting there, and we're arguing, and we're bickering, and my mom is, like, kind of laughing, and I'm, like, losing my shit. Like, it's, I'm gonna die. And then someone is kayaking up the river, and he has on a safari vest and a safari hat, and he has, like, a badass kayak. Like, it's totally not a rental. Like, he paid for that. And it's full of, like, stuff, like, whatever he needs, no matter what situation he comes across, he has everything in this kayak. And on the back end of the kayak, it says River Ranger. And he kayaks over to us and he says, do you guys need help getting off that log? And my mom kind of laughs, like, yeah, you know, we are kind of stuck on a log, aren't we? Like, yeah, we would love help off this log. And my mom, I'm, like, livid. Like, I'm like, Mom, get us off this log. So this river ranger comes over and he's like so stealth. He like just stays in his kayak and he grabs the back of ours and he just pulls it off. And he goes on his merry way like, thanks, yeah, no problem. And we're free and we're back in the main waterway. And I still haven't gone down that tributary. I've been back a number of times, but I refuse to even, you know, there's not a log there. The last time I went there, there's no longer a log there, but I'm not going to go down that tributary. Because, like, I don't know what's down there, and you hear sounds and gators, and I'm not willing to risk it. And I may have a safari vest now. And I have a safari hat. But I'm not Steve Irwin. Yet. And I'm not a crocodile hunter. Yet. Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan. The Narrators is produced by Robert Rutherford, Mary Robertson, Aaron Rollman, and me, Ron Doyle. Our assistant producer is Sydney Crane. Our theme music is by Whalehawk, and our founder and executive producer is Andrew Orvidal. A very special thanks to our amazing sponsors, Illegal Pete's, Sexy Pizza, From the Hip Photo, and Renegade Brewing Company. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. And join us at one of our live monthly shows, which take place every second Tuesday of the month at Tiger Tiger Tavern in San Diego, California, and every third Wednesday of the month at Bumport Theater in Denver, Colorado. Both shows start at 8 p.m. and are always free to attend. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter, and for past episodes, photos from our live shows, and a list of our upcoming events and themes, please visit thenarrators.org. Thanks for listening.